And finally this week, Sarah Castor-Perry joins us to explain the groundbreaking science that occurred this week in science history.
This week in science history saw, in 1993, the discovery by a team in America of the single gene involved in Huntington's disease, a neurodegenerative disorder that causes characteristic jerky movements, loss of memory and muscle control. It's rare, affecting only 7 in 100,000 people, compared to 1 in 3 for cancer, but it is more common than some other genetic diseases, such as achondroplasia or dwarfism, that affects only 4 in 100,000 people. Huntington's was one of the first genetic diseases to have its gene sequence mapped, following the sequencing of the gene for cystic fibrosis in 1989. Gene sequencing began in the 1970s, working on viruses, particularly ones called bacteriophages that attack bacteria. By 1991, when the Human Genome Project began, its aim to sequence the entire human genome, sequencing was accurate but still relatively slow. But first, a short introduction to the genetics of Huntington's. Humans have all their DNA arranged in 23 pairs of chromosomes, one pair of which is the sex chromosomes, the X and Y that determine what gender you are. The group, led by Marcy McDonald from Harvard, found that the Huntington's gene was located on chromosome 4. The gene itself codes for a protein called huntingtin, which is essential for brain development and helps to produce a chemical that encourages nerve cell growth. Proteins are made up of amino acids, and DNA contains the information on which amino acids to put into which order for every protein in our bodies. This order is determined by combinations of the bases, adenine, thymine, cytosine, and guanine, or A, T, C, and G. Each amino acid is coded for by three of these bases. For example, GGA codes for glycine. At one end of the Huntington gene, there are several repeats of the bases C, A, G, which leads to a chain of glutamines on the end of the Huntington protein. In people with the normal copy of the gene, there can be up to 36 of these CAG repeats, but in those with the mutant form, there can be as many as 70 or more. When there are this many glutamines on the end of the protein, it changes shape and can no longer perform its job properly, meaning that the nerve cells in the brain that rely on it to make and maintain new connections with each other can degenerate and die, especially in the areas controlling movement, causing the movements that give the disease its other name of Huntington's chorea. The group also found that the number of repeats determined when in life the disease would start. Between 36 to 45 repeats, and you might never realise you had it, as it would be starting so late in life you would probably die of something else first. With over 45 repeats, the disease usually manifests in your 40s, and with over 70 repeats, juvenile HD develops, with all the symptoms appearing in the teens or 20s and progressing rapidly, leading to early death. Since this paper was published, genetic sequencing has come on in leaps and bounds, with the Human Genome Project completed ahead of schedule in 2003. Many other genetic disorders have also been sequenced. This allows for testing methods to be developed, for adults and for pregnant women who may want to terminate a pregnancy if the child would have a genetic disease. In the developing fields of gene therapy and RNAi, it also allows affected genes to be pinpointed and targeted for therapy and treatment. In the future, it may be that we can treat all genetic diseases, with these early discoveries providing the beginnings of an important series of breakthroughs.
That was Sarah Castor-Perry, and that's all we have for this week's Naked Scientist Newsflash. This week featured Chris Smith, Helen Scales, Mira Senthilingam and Sarah Castor-Perry, along with our guest, Dr. Chris Hughes. The Naked Scientist Newsflash is produced by me, Ben Valsler. If you enjoyed the Newsflash, then why not check out the Naked Scientist podcast, where every week we bring you the latest in science news, along with interviews, answers to your questions and a kitchen science experiment to try out at home. Join us on the web at thenakedscientists.com, and we'll be back with another roundup next week.
The Naked Scientist Newsflash, reacting to the world's best science. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.